Good morning, good evening, good night, good day. It's another edition of the Falls Cast, brought to you by the Falls Free Press in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Mm-hmm. We are recording Sunday, April 19th. Yes. It is fucking cold!
It is! Yes. What the heck?
I blame Bart.
Thanks, Bart.
Way to go, Bart.
Is it because I turned my heat off?
Yes.
It is. It's like you turn your heat off and then you're getting ready. Okay, it's going to get nice. We'll keep our windows open. Yay. And then it gets cold again and then you have to turn it back on. We are in Ohio.
True. True.
Are we?
That's what they tell us.
But are we?
Mm-hmm. I don't, we're in some sort of state. I'm not sure if it's on this plane of existence. Sometimes it might be known as hell.
I think that we probably like all actually died during COVID or something, and this is hell.
Something like that.
We're in the bad place. This is the bad place. This is the bad place.
Never watched the show.
Oh, you have to.
It's actually
really good.
Good. It's actually really good.
Have you ever watched Parks and Rec?
No. I've seen episodes, but yeah.
Okay, it's on the same level as Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec is my show that I watched, I don't know, probably 1,000 times, and I rewatch it over and over again. Not the first two seasons. You can skip the first two seasons. Those were bad. And then start with the third, and it becomes so good. I agree.
Yeah, but you can't really skip it because it has storyline elements set.
It does, but you don't have to rewatch it. You can, if you watched it once, then you don't have to watch the first two. Because I feel like they really got their groove on in the third season. And it just happened.
I've watched it a few times, but not in order. Just watched episodes.
It's cute. And The Good Place or whatever. It's just so good.
Yeah, I did like what I have seen.
Kind of gave you like philosophy, thought, mind experiments without actually feeling like you're in college taking classes.
We're here with some of our favorite Falls casters. We don't have the Mulays, but we have Kathy.
Yay. Good morning.
We have Suzanne.
Hello.
We have Michael.
Ew. He's not here. Nope, gross. He is not here.
And myself.
Yay.
Bartholomew.
Be sure to check out our website and give me a reason to keep updating stuff.
Yeah.
And I've got about a page and a half of calendar of events for May.
Yay. So, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Good job, guys. Got a lot of stuff going on?
Yeah, some very utterly ridiculous police blotter information.
Ooh.
Did you happen to read last week?
No, now I'm going to go and read
it. Sorry, I have not.
It involves a grocery store, a freshly made rotisserie chicken, and somebody who came in 2 days in a row. And one of them, in which he took it, went to the bathroom, ate the entire rotisserie chicken, and left without paying.
Oh.
Wait.
Didn't catch me, so...
That's I was like, wait a second. Is that when you came in smelling like chicken? And I asked you, Mike, why do you smell like chicken?
I did other things to the chicken, too.
Ew. That's what I was afraid you were going to go with when you said he took it into the bathroom. I really was getting kind of like,
Stuffed chicken. It was a stuffed chicken.
Oh, my God. Stop.
But apparently the same person came back the next day after being banned from the store. Looked around, grabbed a rotisserie chicken, and then left.
This must be really good chicken.
I was going to say, it must be good.
That's a great advertisement for that grocery store. Like, our chicken is so good.
So good.
Is it finger licking good?
Oh my God, no, stop.
No, it definitely was not.
Ugh. No, I would totally use that if I was the PR department for that grocery store. I would be advertising about how good our chicken is. You can't even wait to get it home. You have to eat it in the bathroom.
Eat it now.
There's just so many things that could be wrong with that.
Be sure to send your feedback to us. Tell us what you think of the show. If you've got any ideas for the show. Yeah. If you want to write an article for us.
Please.
If you want to interview somebody for us, or you just have an idea of somebody to interview in general, you can leave us a review on your podcatcher. You can get a hold of us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And you can also email us.
FalseFreePress@gmail.com.
Yeah, and, you know, kind emails. Please. Unless you have constructive criticism.
Constructive. Please don't tell us that we're in some kind of weird conspiracy. Nobody needs to know what that's about. That's just for us knowing what we're talking about. Get some crazy crazies. Yes, we do want to hear your feedback. Please send it to us.
And so, yeah, how's everybody been?
Well,
we're here. Summer's coming.
Yes.
Summer is coming. We hope. Well, you never know. You know, I think I have to, like, brace myself before I open up my phone to look at what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
And
What's going on? Is there something going on out there?
No, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's good.
Okay.
We're fine.
I don't know. I'm considering going to the store and, you know, getting some of those Dr. Chicken's sandals.
The which sandals?
The doctor's robes and sandals.
No, I know. Okay. The doctor. Yeah, that's going to be a great costume.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Doctor.
It's a doctor.
I'm healing Epstein with my healing hands. at least we can still joke, right? It's so funny. Love it. It's so
not
fun.
Like we're gonna, you know, tell the Pope how to be a Catholic or anything, you know.
Yeah, the Pope needs to be like more educated on the Bible,
on religion. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Anywho, what else is going on, Bart? Let's move on. How is everybody? Yay!
Yeah. Into the roundtable of local events.
Yes, let's stay local. That's how we can keep our mind going. Okay.
So, this past week was the State of the City address from Mayor Walters. Cuyahoga Falls is now 214 years old.
214. Really? Okay. Yeah. We're old.
And we now rank as the 15th largest city in Ohio.
In Ohio.
And what size again? Which one?
15th. 15th.
Okay.
In Ohio.
Okay.
Really?
Which is pretty impressive considering we're not that big.
Well, that's what I'm trying to think. Like, okay, so Cleveland, do they lump Cleveland and all the little suburbs around it as a population, or do they break it up? And I need to see this list. That's interesting, because I'm like, how does that actually?
I think they'd break it up because isn't Parma like the eighth? And Parma is a suburb of Cleveland.
Yeah, but I would say Parma would be considered a city.
Yeah,
on its own.
Yeah,
that's pretty impressive.
Walters compared the city to a puzzle, and saying that even with one piece missing, it would make it all just, you know. You couldn't finish the puzzle.
So we need all the pieces of the puzzle.
Precisely.
To put the puzzle together. So we're all in this together. We need to work hand in hand because you're all pieces of the puzzle. Exactly. And without you, look at him. That was good. That was a good analogy.
So for example, you know, maintenance, Electric department does 90% of their maintenance work with wires. They're, you know, up on poles in 60-degree winds or 60-mile-per-hour winds. It'd be cool if it was 60-degree winds.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
But if there's no electrical workers, you know, we'll be in the dark. We have no phones.
It's true.
It's shocking. True.
Oh, my gosh. That was yeah.
Okay.
That's electrifying. I get it.
Perfect example. He says, if our electric workers didn't exist, the room would be dark. We would have no phone chargers, no heating, no cooling, no lighting, no internet, and ironically, no Facebook to complain on.
No Facebook to tag the mayor. That's funny.
He prays the 400 heroes. Who keep us from having to figure out how to live in primitive times like mm-hmm. we did in 1776.
1776.
I don't.
1776.
I feel like they had more than that in 1776, but okay.
They He's had making a point. Not
yeah, I get it.
But yes, no, we do have a lot of great people working for our city that keeps us running.
In 2025, the zip code of 44221 in the Falls was ranked 22 out of 41,552 zip codes in the U.S. as one of the hottest zip codes in the country, according Woo-hoo. To Realtor.com.
Yeah!
Regarding that, I will say I know someone looking for a house here, and anytime she finds something she likes, it's already been bid on or someone's given cash for it.
Oh,
I mean, some have multiple, like 10 bids on it and over asking price and then cash thing. Yes. So it's right, having a very hard time finding something.
Great for the seller, bad for the buyer.
But good for the buyer when they find something because
it is. Yeah. They are, but I'm kind of afraid of how high our property, and this isn't Cuyahoga Falls, this is nationwide, of how. Yeah. You know, high our property value is. I mean, when we get our estimate of what our property is worth, we're like, there's no way in hell it's worth that much money. And it's true. It's not worth that much money. And if something.
And people are paying for it. I mean, people are paying cash for things worth more than ours. Yeah.
I guess things are only worth what people are willing to pay for. So. But I'm kind of afraid that something's going to happen. The market's going to drop and then you're going to be, it's going to kind of reminds me, this feels like we've lived through this.
Yeah.
This feels like the 80s. This feels like the early 2000s where we had the market crash, you know, where everybody was buying into these housing and trying to get into housing. And then the market dropped and now you are, you know, you're basically house poor because your house is, you owe more than what your house is worth and it's a bad situation. So I'm kind of afraid of what that means because I feel like our housing right now is so overly stated, if I'm saying that right, probably not, but it's like, if we went to sell our house right now, somebody who would buy our house at the value that they say it's worth, in 5 years, who knows? It's not going to be worth that much anymore. You know, I don't know. It makes me worried about it.
Yeah, you'd be surprised because I've seen the pictures and I've looked at a couple with them, and you'd be surprised the asking price for some of these places, and they're getting it.
Yeah,
and they're getting over asking price. It's like, wow.
I think that people next to us, Kathy, the one that's right there.
Yeah.
Was sold to that young kid that is, should say kid, he's an adult, a young guy who has property around and kind of rents out and fixes up things. He was talking about how housing in like two bedroom bungalow, kind of like what we have, a small little bungalow, they're like, it's a piece of crap and they're asking $130 for it. And you're like, no, that's like.
Well, I don't think she's finding anything under $200,000. Right.
Sheesh. That's insane.
Yeah.
And she's bid on stuff and had it and off. She's always been outbid on anything she's bid on. And some are actual cash offers on the spot.
She probably might be better off just renting for now and then waiting for the market to go down.
You know, I don't know, but the rent is insane. you know, you're running out. Yeah, it's crazy.
He went on to say, basically, you know, talking about the River Loop project and down at the Mudbrook project, and that we're work basically all the departments in the city were working towards not just, you know, 2026 for this year, but 2126. We're working towards another 100 years.
Yep. Well, let's hope. Yeah.
Hope that River Loop should be really nice when that's done.
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to be done this fall, right?
I believe so, yes. Next, the police beats the fire department. Brutal battle. 48-26 at the Battle of the Badges basketball game Friday night.
Yeah, I went to that.
You did?
Badges?
Yeah. It was intense.
Really?
These guys, both teams, I mean, they play intense. They're not slacking off at all. It's intense. It was good. It was the first time I've ever gone to one. It was enjoyable.
Good. Was there a lot of people there?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't packed, but yeah, there's a lot of people there.
Where did they play?
At the high school, the new high school.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
There's been a lot of stuff happening at the new high school.
It's a nice space.
Now, hopefully there will be parking soon.
Well, they're working on tearing down. I mean,
Bullock's gone.
It's crazy. Yeah,
I think Bullock's gone.
Is it totally gone?
Yeah, it's totally gone.
I watched, like, you could see the inside where they are starting to, like, tear off the facade or the part of it. And you can see, like, inside, and it was, like, so crazy looking. I haven't driven there.
Yeah, I drove by, I think it was last week, like, going to Menards or something. And I was like, there's nothing left.
And that's where the parking lot's going to be, right? They're going to put the parking spaces there?
I would assume, but who knows?
Yeah. Gorge Dam cleanup is moving right along now that supposedly winter's over.
That's what they supposedly tell us. But today is an exception to the rule, I guess.
This week is an exception.
Yeah. We're still in April, though. Middle of April. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think about, like, when I start planting and when I start getting flowers, it's usually around Mother's Day. Because I would force my children to go plant shopping with me. And so that's still like a couple weeks away, isn't it? When is Mother's Day? I don't know. So
that's usually, I don't really start planting anything. I'm not like Brad, you know, Brad's already got stuff out there he has to cover up now, but it's like, dude, I'm lazy. I wait until like Memorial Day to start putting anything out because it's Ohio.
It is Ohio. And I have to say, Kathy, if you find anything in your yard, like a big plastic dome cover thing, it's mine because I lost it.
Oh, really?
So I had a couple.
How big is it?
Oh, it's like.
Oh, okay. Big.
It's like a big umbrella.
It's like a big umbrella, but I had it covering some of my plants. I actually had some carrots come up that I planted last year that never came up. And all of a sudden I see them growing.
Wow.
And I'm like, what the heck is this coming from? And then something else. And so I have the dome covering it up. When we had that big storm, I walked out. One of them's gone. No idea where it went. And it could have, like, so I'm like, I wonder if it's in Kathy's backyard. You see any big ones?
I haven't seen anything. I've been back there.
We have no idea where it went. It could probably picked up and just flew away to Kansas or something. I don't know, but. If anybody finds one.
a couple years ago, I lost either a grill cover or my fire pit cover. I had no idea where it ended up at.
That's so funny.
And then whenever I keep putting my trash and cans in my garage or the breezeway when it comes, because I don't want to chase my recyclables down the road or my trash.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear the banging of the lid. So I just.
Yeah, it's the weather has been very odd lately. Well, I don't know.
You're odd.
That's true.
But yeah, back to the gorge. The EPA actually has photos of a weekly or biweekly work that's being done on the gorge.
Oh.
And they've got like both aerial and up close pictures of them moving the sediment and clearing them out.
Cool. Where can you find that?
At epa.gov/great/lakes/APCS/all words with dashes in front of them. Cuyahoga Gorge Dam Great Lakes Legacy Act Cleanup. I will post the link.
I was going to say, we'll post that so link. But that's cool. Yeah.
You know, one thing that with them, you know, doing all that dredge work, you know, I have to say, I can dig it.
I thought you were going to say something really serious there for a moment.
No.
Oh.
Why would I be serious? When would I ever be serious? We're talking about a dam, damn it. Sorry.
Well, if you want to hear more about the progress of freeing the falls, you can go to the dam meeting that's happening at the Akron Main Library.
Sorry. Tuesday. That was a good part. Okay, the dam meeting. Sorry. Meeting. Got it.
At the Free the Falls Progress Report meeting at the Akron Main Library, Tuesday, April 28th at 6 p.m.
Very nice.
And another thing about keeping the environment clean, although I guess that's more dirty than clean, I was. The Reworks Recycling Days.
Yay!
Reworks is a waste management company here in the Summit County. They're hosting Recycling Days collections this April and May to collect specific materials that are recyclable but can't really go in the recycling bin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this would be no hazardous waste. You shouldn't put that in any kind of bin.
But I just put it in Kathy's trash can.
Sorry, Kathy.
But Reworks is located at 1201 Graham Road in Stowe. And they accept light truck and passenger vehicle tires on or off the rim. It costs $4 to recycle each tire. They accept televisions, computer monitors, glass bottles and jars, cooking oil, just the liquid.
Yeah.
And they accept up to 15 gallons.
15 gallons of cooking
oil.
Okay.
Styrofoam.
Oh.
So yeah, all that styrofoam that things get packed in.
Oh my gosh, I think I got styrofoam in my breezeway.
There you go. You can go and recycle it now.
Or get some acetone and have fun. It dissolves it.
It does. But then what do you do with the liquid gunk that it dissolves it in?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't you
put it in Kathy's trash can.
Better go put those in the garage again.
We've done it before. We've gone there and dumped off some like computer stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And they said, you know, laptops, cell phones, tablets, DVD players, VCRs.
What the heck is that?
It's the thing that I have next to my TV that doesn't have a clock on, but it's supposed to.
You still have a VCR?
Yeah. And in fact, it's not even plugged in anymore.
I think we have one. Don't we still have one?
I've taken an old mercury thermostat there.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. Good idea. What were those dates again?
Those dates are... So April, what day is today? They love... No,
19th.
So this week,
tomorrow's 420.
It is 420 tomorrow. So this week, Monday through Friday, except for Thursday, they're open from 3 to 6. And then May 11th, 12th, 13th, and 15th, they're also open 3 to 6.
It's time to start doing some spring cleanup. I know that we're going to have our big spring clean up with the trash coming up. I don't remember what dates or when that's going to happen.
First 2 weeks of May, if I remember.
First two weeks of May.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have some stuff to put out too.
Yeah, we're gonna put.
I wish it was April.
Yeah.
I don't know why they. I don't know. We'll probably have to tear.
That is one thing. I will admit, like talking to Carol, this is a little off subject, but the Cleveland area stuff, the first week of the month, every month is a bulk pickup. That is one thing I will admit that is kind of nice for them. And I don't know if they have the, I don't want to say manpower or whatever to do it, but it would be nice to have the first week of every, you know, first trash pickup of every month, a large pickup.
Making it a bulk.
Yeah. That would be nice, but I'll take the 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely. I mean, you can always call ahead. And I believe Cuyahoga Falls, if you do get a couple free.
I think so.
If you call them ahead.
Yeah. I think, yeah. Party pickups, I think they call them.
So if you're doing a big trash, you're being construction, you can give them a call. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they charge you. I think you have so many you can
you
do
two,
here.
I think it is.
Yeah. So, but. Yeah, we'll be doing stuff. We want to redo upstairs now that the kids are gone, get the carpet out of there. And
yeah, that's going to suck.
That's going to suck and redo it and repurpose
it. Put it up there. So
you did put it up there.
Coming out should be a lot easier than putting it in.
So what's your plans for the upstairs?
We think we might actually put our bedroom up there. So I think we'll move up there and then make the room that we're in maybe like a little guest room or an office space or something. Got to figure that out. But it's a lot bigger up there. And there is something about having like a room that you go to and shut off instead of having it on your like main floor space. So it's something we've been thinking about doing. I mean, it's a big open space up there. So we've been talking about doing that. We have a lot of great ideas, Kathy. We have a lot of great ideas.
We have a lot too, just
no
money.
Yeah. No follow through, no money, no anything. Yeah, the time. We don't have the time to do it. And we're getting older. We have definitely, I mean, I have noticed what I used to be able to do in a weekend, I cannot do anymore. Like my body's just saying no to it. I mean, I remember we redid our entire kitchen in one weekend one time, and I couldn't even imagine doing that now. I mean, our kitchen isn't that big, and it wasn't like we tore it completely down, but we put new
countertops.
Countertops and backsplashes and, you know.
Painted everything.
And I'm like, that would take like a month of doing now. It's just like we're just a little slower.
It's so hard.
Yep. My body doesn't move the way it used to. That's for sure. Anywho, moving on, Bart. Sorry.
Cuyahoga Falls Fest happening April 25th, 12 to 4. According to them, the Fun for All Paddle Fest focused on downtown Cuyahoga Falls and the Upper Gorge.
Fun for All, huh? Okay.
Except for those who can't paddle.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It won't be very fun if you're in a canoe trying to paddle. And you can't.
No.
But it would be fun to watch people who can do it. And cheer them on.
No.
While you're eating like a big old piece of pizza or something. Like, you can do it.
Yeah. Just don't choke on your pepperoni.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's the real heroes of this event?
Forgot it with the beer. Have your beer ready.
Yep.
Next, you've got a young child entering kindergarten. None of us do.
Worst no. Thing.
Thank God.
You can sign them up for Safety Town.
Yay, Safety Town.
This takes place one of 2 weeks. It's for children entering kindergarten in Cuyahoga Falls and Woodridge. They will learn valuable lessons to remember their entire life, including bus safety, electrical safety, water safety, fire safety, animal lockdown procedures, stranger danger, gun safety, littering, pedestrian safety, child identification, and bicycle.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. And that's 5 days a week. There's two different weeks, June 1st to the 5th and June 8th to the 12th. And so they'll come in for, you know, a morning or afternoon session on, you know, whichever week they're signed up for.
That's very cool. And yes, and all kidding aside, it is a very good program. And kids do remember what they learned forever and ever, because you'll hear even adults remember going through Safety Town and the lessons they learned. This is a Safety Town for adults.
Well, they are asking for adults who wish to volunteer, either adults or teens who wish to volunteer to help with it. Teens can get their service hours by volunteering. Yeah. You can apply on the city's website to do that.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's a great idea for safety hour, or getting their service hours for those kids that are needing it. Do they have, like, I know, like, Stowe has little buildings that they have over there by, I forget what, Fish Creek. Do they have that in Cuyahoga Falls where you go through little buildings and learn, or how does it work in Cuyahoga Falls? Does anybody know?
I don't know. It's been, like, you know, 40-some years.
Yeah. I think it would be fun to kind of do that for adults now and see whether or not we can get through it. And if we remember the things that we learned back in the day. And we should do it drunk. That would be fun. There could be like, let's do
not
this
so
drunk.
Safety town.
Yeah. That would be actually kind of fun to do. Definitely not for kids to come, though. Don't bring your children for that one.
Not for that one.
No, nope, nope.
Well, we can have the kids can run out in front of people.
That's true.
Next good points.
You know. Yeah, how many points you get?
They'd probably frown on that.
Yeah, they do. Like, people have no, yeah. Well, whatever.
Especially because I can see some people just keep going.
Nobody might can see how many kids he can hit. That is horrible.
Round one. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, gosh, that's bad. Never mind. We're just kidding. We're kidding. We're just joking, people. We don't like hitting children.
Are we, though?
For legal purposes, our lawyer would like to say.
The adult ones, get off my lawn. Get off my lawn.
Oh, my gosh. I'm becoming that age. I'm so nosy now. Like, if I hear somebody outside, I'm now like looking out my window, like, what are they doing out there? I'm like, ugh, how old am I?
Old.
Oh, geez.
Old.
Children, there's kids old. In the back of ours that make noise all the time.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, those freaking children making all that noise.
Which was worse, the kids or the dogs?
The kids, for sure.
Okay, Mrs. Kravitz.
I know, right? I have become that. Like, what is wrong with me? You young whippersnappers. Stop having fun out there. I'm trying to listen to my shows. My shows are on. Guys, guess what time it is? Sparts arts, sparts arts, sparts arts, sparts arts.
Sparts arts.
Oh, do your ASMR, whatever, like.
I have no fingernails. I have nothing to crunch or crackle, so I can't do it like Steve with his. Sparts arts.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
We'll just record him one day and just put it
insert
in there.
Steven here.
Antic presents Dorothy in Wonderland at the Quirk Cultural Center. According to them, find out what happens when Dorothy and her friends get carried somewhere even more wonderful than Oz. discovering lots of friends along the way.
Aww.
This is happening Friday and Saturday, April 24th and 25th. So next weekend.
Oh, golly. Is it really? Yeah, it is. Okay. Woo.
Arsenic and Old Lace is happening at Weathervane Playhouse. starting April 30th, and it goes through the end of May.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Really?
The original. Oh my gosh. Yes.
I'll have to. I actually have never watched it, I don't think.
It's great.
It's good.
Like, yeah. How original are we talking? 60s, 50s, 40s? Like,
when was it?
Oh, 44.
Who's in it?
Is it Clark Gable?
Cary Grant.
Cary Grant.
Oh, Cary Grant. Oh, yeah. I'll have to watch it. Maybe I have seen
it's
it
great,
before.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I might have to watch it.
It's funny. It's really good. I think it's really good.
And it was based on a play that Boris Karloff was in. And finally, start happening next week. We have the Rubber Duck Fest, the All City Art Walk, and the Rubber Duck Dash.
Woo-hoo-hoo, that's a lot. What is the Rubber Duck Dash?
Starting Thursday.
Thursday.
They're setting up the world's largest rubber duck. Mm-hmm. I've already seen Timmy. Timmy's been around the city for a while this past month.
I think we've seen it. Yeah,
we drove by. Yeah. That's only the baby because that looked large.
Yeah.
Oh boy! Okay.
I got a picture of him at the library.
Oh, I did see that. I did see you posted that, and that's only the baby one, huh?
That's the baby. Yeah, and they're setting the duck up. She will be located in the green space next to the Sheraton.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that is...
Isn't the green space next to the Sheraton known as a park?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a park. It's where the statue is. Mm-hmm.
And then also happening that day is the 12th annual All City Art Walk. This theme, again, we've been talking about it for the last couple episodes. Art quacks me up.
See what you did there.
So there will be art at the library, at Cuyahoga Valley Art Center, and in the Riverfront Pavilion and Plaza.
It's great.
On Friday.
Friday.
There will be a vendor and food truck fair.
Nom, nom, nom.
At 6 p.m. that day, there will be a wing eating contest sponsored by BW3.
Is it how many wings that you can eat, or is it spice level?
It does not say, but I would imagine it's number.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
And then Saturday. Continuing the vendor and food truck fest. Plus the Ohio Rubber Duck Dash happening at the amphitheater. Plus, they will be taking down at 3 p.m. the world's largest rubber duck. The Rubber Duck Dash, win up to 7 places. First place wins $1,000 cash provided by Harvey Nelson.
Oh.
Whoever that is.
Mm-hmm. But thank
Harvey
you.
Harvey Nelson.
Second place wins a $750 Cedar Park gift card.
Okay.
That's one ticket.
Yeah. Third place gets 4 Cleveland Cavaliers tickets for next season. Fourth place wins 4 Guardians tickets, dinner for 4 at Buffalo Wild Wings, and a parking pass provided by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, that's
nice.
That'd
be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth place wins a $500 Acme gift card.
Go get some rotisserie chicken.
Yes.
Heard it's great.
Sixth place gets Swenson's for a year.
Baby.
They will get a gift card that will be preloaded with $50 on the first of each month.
$50 worth of Swenson's every month. Oh yeah, I could do that.
And then seventh place gets a backyard play pack provided by Step 2.
Oh, okay. That would be fun for kids. For little kids. So
in your backyard little kids.
You love, anywho, get off my lawn. They'll be like, why do you have this little paint plaque? Get off. Why, it's not yours.
Why is this a giant glue trap? Why is this trampoline not work anymore? Why am I stuck to it? Sorry.
Sorry. That would be funny, actually. So what do you have to do to win these prizes? You have to, like, do you have to, like, run or do something physical?
Okay. So the rubber duck dash, the actual rubber duck dash.
Yeah.
You will adopt the duck and shear them to victory as it goes down the river.
Oh, okay. I can do that. So you adopt the duck and then you see whoever duck wins.
And then
okay,
if your duck wins, you can buy one or buy a whole flock of ducks. One duck is $5.
Okay. No. Okay. Not bad.
Five duck is $20. 12 ducks is $50.
What if my duck doesn't like move and it just like sinks? Do I win anything for that?
You're duck out of luck.
I'm duck out of luck.
Yeah.
You've run afoul. Your duck has run afoul.
If you really want to try to win, you can get the Golden Pond. 55 ducks for $200.
That's a lot of ducks.
That's a lot of ducks. I mean, you could end up winning first, second, and third place.
I like it.
Which, I mean, you've already spent $200 of that $1,000 cash then.
Yeah. It's a win. You're winning, making out. That'll be fun. That's a great, I like it.
So just put it out there and wing it. Sorry.
This is a quacktastic episode, guys.
Yes.
Quacktastic episode.
Yes.
Mike told me a story that one of the young kids at his work actually got him on a dad joke. And it was actually a pretty good dad joke.
Yeah, and I was, yeah.
He's like, son of a gun. What was it, Mike?
So I was doing a PM on a tractor, you know, and I haven't done a PM on a tractor in like over a year. So I'm like kind of focusing on what I need to do and that blah, 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 blah. And he's like, hey, did you come over and check the hammer for? I'm like, what? He's like, check the hammer for. I'm like, what the fuck's a hammer for? He's like, to hit nails with. I was like, you son of a bitch.
I'm like, that was a good one because you're like, what the heck is a hammer for? And now I want to do it at work. I want to do that to somebody and say, hey, I think it might be, you know, did you check the hammer for?
Well, he sold it really well because you're supposed to check the driver report. So when he was like, yeah, did you check the hammer for report? And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, the hammer for. He sold it really well.
I was like, I think I would giggle. Bastard. I think, I don't know if I would be able to do it because I'm like, I would get so excited. Like if I hear a really good dad joke or do something, I come over to Mike and I'm always like giggly. I'm like, okay, Mike. You're like, I can't because I'm so excited. I'm like, I'm going to get him good on this one. So I probably would suck at it, but it would be fun. That's a fun
one. Yeah, you have to, you got to sell it.
You got to sell it. You have to sell it. And be like, yeah, I think it might be the hammer for. Might do that to one of my customers. You know what the problem with your system is? The hammer for. The hell is
Did you check your hammer for?
Did you check your hammer for?
Well, you know how you can tell, you know what happens when. Shit, I don't even remember how to do the punchline.
Oh! Yeah, sometimes you got to think of the punchline before. How'd this go?
When does the joke officially become a dad joke?
When it's apparent?
Yes.
Yes.
Did I get it?
Yes.
Must have heard of that one before. That's good. That's good. So tell us your dad jokes.
What's brown and sounds like a bell? Dung. That was a crappy joke.
Oh my god.
So thank you everyone for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
It always ends on something really bad.
I know.
Is when I have to do that.
Sorry, Bart.
Oh, well.
Remember, we do want to hear your ideas. Please give us ideas. You know, again, if you want to write for us, if you want to interview for us, if you got somebody you think would be cool to interview, if you have ideas for the show, ideas for the paper, if you have ideas.
If you have just any kind of idea at all, if you just come up with an idea, we want to hear it.
Random ideas.
You can email us those.
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
And we're always in the market for anything, like I said. Yep. Be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Five stars. You can, I guess you can leave notes in Spotify. I've never gotten notifications that there's notes on Spotify. I'm just going to assume that there never are, and I'm not going to go forth.
So digging for it. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes we just don't even want to know the negative ones, so we pretend they're not there. We're doing the best we can, people. We're doing the best we can.
Are we?
We are. We are. This is it.
So for now, we'll say goodbye. Mm-hmm. And hope you join us next time.
Yes.
Bye.
All right, then. Bye.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.
Sometimes his tism just comes out in weird ways, and you just have to accept
Rism
it.
With the tism.
Boop, boop. All the best people have it.
Record right before that. Why did I do that?
You're going to have to take that out. We shall call this the Tism Cast. Welcome to the Falls Free Tism Cast.
I have
where every flavor of tism is represented.